and Kathy Dawes. Now, boy, this has been quite the morning. People in and out of the studio have been a lot of fun. Kansas State University Police Lieutenant Bradley Millington, and he brought along with him the university's new emergency manager, Michael Barron. We welcome you, Michael. And
thank you.
We'll let Bradley kind of tell us a bit about you first and how this all came to be.
Back in December, Steve Brocklow retired, and we opened up the position. And Michael here applied. We selected him, and he's been hit the ground running about the first part of May and is updating a lot of different things we've got going on and is getting involved with some of our different training and brings a lot of good experience from outside that we are glad to have now. So,
well, Michael, so you've been around for at least a couple of months then.
Yes, ma'am.
Getting a pretty good feel for your responsibilities. Of course, it's a little bit off-season with the campus activities, but still probably a good time to start.
Yeah.
But, you know, remind us some of the things that you're doing and trying to get prepared
sure.
for.
Right now, I'm looking at the university's emergency plan for the whole university. We try and do all hazards planning where we don't plan for one specific event, but how we're going to respond to any kind of event, because typically the one action you take in an emergency is similar to what you take in another. So you're trying to figure out what those actions are, trying to bring the community together to help influence the plan and how it's written so we actually have an accurate idea of what we're going to do and trying to get the various departments on board. So.
And, you know, in today's day and age, you can't be too careful. I mean, there's a lot of different things you probably have to look at in your job.
Correct. And that's one of the challenges is sitting down and figuring out what are the biggest threats to the university or the biggest hazards we could possibly face and trying to plan accordingly.
And scenarios and, I'm sure, all types of different things that could happen.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know, Brad, you know, there's all sorts of directions we could head. And I know training is a crucial part. I imagine that's all part of some of what you do, too. I know that when it comes to just recently, there was, I don't think you were involved perhaps, but they had the active shooter training that Riley County Police was involved with locally with USD 383. But you also, I know, do a lot of that too.
Yeah, we do. We do some of the same training. If we did our training with ROTC in April, Michael wasn't on board yet, but when we do that type of stuff here for this next year's training cycle, he'll be involved for tabletops and growing that training for the whole university so that everybody's involved, so everybody has a better understanding of our capabilities and what's going on with that type of an event.
And, you know, knock on wood, I mean, you hear of it happening at universities, unfortunately, although anymore it's not just universities.
No,
you hear about it happening almost, you know, nightclubs and just
almost
anywhere.
Almost a daily occurrence anymore. Nightclubs, hospitals, I mean, it can happen anywhere at any time. You just got to be prepared and trained for whatever incident comes up. You got to be ready for.
And Michael, I'm guessing you'd be involved in that kind of thing too. And
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Kind of any future plans that way or working that way in that regard?
We are. We're looking at revising it and updating what we've got on file. Currently, the university offers ALICE training, which is an acronym that I don't remember what it stands for, but it's to help people be prepared in case there's an active shooter incident, so what people can do to defend themselves and to survive the incident and how to help the police best during that kind of incident. And the university puts those on fairly frequently.
Well, Michael, if you don't mind, too, share a little bit about your background, because
sure.
I'm sure you're not totally new to this field.
No, ma'am. prior to this, I was with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment briefly as the Director of Preparedness on the healthcare front, oversaw two grant programs from the federal government, and did a lot of training and pushing out that kind of stuff for about 9 months. Prior to that, I worked with the Ohio Emergency Management Agency. I was the radiological branch chief there, so I was in charge of the section that did all the planning for nuclear power plant response. And since, thankfully, nuclear power emergencies are very few and far between, I did a lot of responses to flooding, tornadoes, and that sort of stuff. I worked in the State Emergency Operations Center for those activities.
Very impressive.
What brought you
to Manhattan, if you don't mind me asking?
My wife is a K-State alum. And she got her dream job, so she said, hey, let's move to Kansas. And I said, okay, because I wanted to stay married.
What do you think so far? Welcome to Manhattan.
Thank you. I've been here about a year. Uh-huh. I really like Manhattan. We both really enjoy it. And other than the blisteringly hot heat right now, I have no complaints.
Although it's been hot up north, too.
I just got back
from Montana, so it has been a little bit toasty. Well, and I don't know, and Bradley, anything else we're wanting to add about emergency management? I know that, of course, the concealed carry thing now is a done deal.
Yeah, it's going on. it's been relatively quiet with all that for us, which is a good thing.
Knock.
Yes, yes, we'll keep knocking on that piece of wood on that. But Mike's plate's full right now. He's helping not only with that, but the Alertist stuff, our information that goes out on different events and Rave and that stuff. He's involved with all that type of stuff. So he's doing a great job for us. On another note, I would like to congratulate. We hired 3 new officers over the last couple weeks. 2 of them left us and went elsewhere, but then returned. Scott Jacobs and Harold Hansen were both formerly with us, but have returned. And then we hired Curtis Tyra, brand new to retired military and hired on with us. And he goes to the academy July 31st. So he got hired on, and we're preparing him for the academy, and then he'll be down at KLATC for the next 14 weeks. So.
And that is quite the process, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's a long process.
Been there, done that?
Been there, done that. When I went, it was only 9 weeks, so it's grown considerably since I went through. So, but it's a good program. They learn a lot, get some ready for us so we can, and then after that, he'll come back to about a 14-week training program, about 12 weeks on that with FTOs and all that to finish up and then be on his own. Usually by the time a new officer goes, it's usually about a year before they're totally out on their own.
So does that bring you up closer to full staffing?
That brings us up to our current full staffing, what we're allowed for officers and employees for. So,
well, that's encouraging.
It'll be good, yeah. And we'll get him back at the tail end of football and get him involved with all that. So,
you know, I never have really thought about this until just sitting here looking at you across the room. But, you know, even in radio, it's a transitional marketplace. We're looking for someone right now, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems like you're constantly, there's people come in, they leave,
They come and go. Some get in it and then move on to bigger departments and that, and then some stay, and then some get into it and realize that's not quite what I thought it was going to be, and they don't stay long. So it's a ongoing rolling ball of getting new people in and getting them trained, and hopefully we get them to stay. If not, we like them to grow with us and then send them on to bigger and better things.
It is an interesting job, though, I would
yes,
think.
Yes, it is. It's very interesting.
And I'm sure Michael, in the midst of, you know, learning his new roles and responsibilities, is finding that out, too.
I am. I have never worked directly for a police department before. I've worked with them. So getting to learn the terminology and the lingo and the processes and procedures they use has been very interesting.
Well, you mentioned you had a lot of weather background, too, so you've worked with cases like that. And
yes.
Have you seen anything here yet? I'm trying to think. Since
nope.
May, I don't think we've had good grief, I've got to hush my mouth.
Yeah. There was a tornado shortly before I moved in last year, but thankfully I missed it by a month or two, so.
K-State, of course, has been hit.
Yes.
And we were, you know, K-Man, of course, was very much a part of that and covering that at the time. And that's, I'm trying to think exactly how many years ago that would be. Dave Lewis might be able to help me. Something like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah. But it does happen.
Yep.
And as you probably know, Michael, in some of your previous roles, it happens so quickly, and you need to have that coordination all prepared and ready to go when the time hits.
Yes, ma'am. And that's why I'm trying to meet our partners now, start establishing relationships now, because the worst time to meet somebody and they hand them your business card is when everything is falling apart. So.
And he brings out a good point, Bradley. There are a lot of partners when it comes to Kansas State University Police. I don't know if you want to list some of the folks you work with.
We work with Manhattan Fire Department, Riley County Police Department, Highway Patrol, Riley County EMS. We work with the city on game days. If there's a big event, say we have a landing lecture, we have a former president come in or a current president. I mean, we're working with the FBI and KBI and everybody in the area on getting things going and all that. So we are a big hub of working with interdepartmentals throughout the whole state. So and then during football season, we reach out to a lot of other agencies throughout the state to bring in officers to get us up to the numbers we need and all that. So we reach statewide, border to border, north, south, east, west on events and different things. So.
And let's take a look, too. I know we're hearing a bit. Football season will be here way before we know it. I don't even know where the summer's going.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
gone by so quickly. And, yeah, you know, we've talked about this before, but you're busy in the summer, too.
Oh, yeah.
You've got students on campus.
It's not like everybody thinks, oh, the students are gone, but we got camps, we got events, we got lectures, we got conferences. We're busy year round now, and with the new Jardine redevelopment and redoing some of that, we got more and more students staying on campus throughout the year too. So it's 24/7, 365 for us.
You know, just coming to mind, FFA, Boys State, band camps. Mm-hmm. I think there were even maybe a dozen students that were in on a water conference,
Water conference.
I mean, it's just wild.
I mean, you got football camps and basketball camps and volleyball camps, and it's never-ending throughout the whole year now. So,
well, looking toward the next year, and I imagine you're getting prepared, too, and coordinating things, and you make presentations to students and that kind of thing. Just maybe some of the things you're getting ready for with the fall.
Well, we're getting, as Mike said, our ALICE program, we're getting more and more requests for that to get our instructors out to talk to people there. Chief Grice and Major Ruiz have been out doing concealed carry training on campus for the different groups and different things like that. And then we're getting meetings set up with all the entities for traffic, the post-game and pre-game traffic, and different events for that. It's starting to be that time of year where it's go, 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 go. So we got events coming up on some weekends. And with move-in coming, too, throw that out to people there at the August. So middle part of August, we'll be having move-in with the dorms and a lot more people will be starting to come in the next couple weeks.
So. Any do's and don'ts on that as they move in? Sometimes we get a little bit careless. It's always good to remind them.
Yeah, if our local residents can avoid the areas around campus when we move in, it'll help with the traffic flow and so people from out of town can get in and out and get their new students dropped off, and it would help out us tremendously.
Leave things in your vehicle unlocked. I still think of the Twix example.
Yeah.
That made national news. I don't know if he knows what we're talking about.
He knows about that.
There was a student that left a Twix in his car, and someone took it and left a note saying, you know, sorry, your car was unlocked. And so Twix gave him,
stuff and handed out and some different things. It was in a way, it was kind of good, but it brought attention to people. Hey, make sure you lock your stuff up and secure it. I mean, Topeka PD puts out where they have that whole thing where remove it and lock it and out of use so people don't see it. A lot of preventable stuff. So.
And Mike, I'm guessing you're also available to make presentations to area groups. And if
yes,
people
ma'am.
Are wanting to contact you, you're very willing to hear what they have to say.
Sure thing.
So, I mean, that's good to know. Welcome yep. aboard. And just anything else you're wanting to share with folks before we kind of start to wrap some things up here?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but it is going to be very hot this week. Our partners at the National Weather Service have put out a heat advisory, I think, starting from tomorrow and lasting through Saturday. So keep an eye on yourself and your pets and your neighbors.
Yes, and just use some common sense, quite
exactly.
frankly. And so far, here we go again. Everything on campus, I mean, even with the heat, things are running pretty smoothly.
Yeah, it seems to be going real smooth right now. I mean, we're getting more and more people in town as we're all seeing. Walmart's getting busier, Target's getting busier. They're all getting busier and busier, and it's just going to get more and more over the next couple of weeks.
Periodically, we'll get notices of you know, working on water or
mm-hmm.
possibly air conditioning or something
yep.
in some of the buildings. I guess the nice thing with it being a little bit slower, that probably isn't as problematic
yeah,
during the summer.
Yeah, they're able to keep up with stuff a little bit quicker. Those buildings aren't used all day long. It has a chance to catch up in the evenings and different things. So.
I have about half a minute left. If there's anything else you're just really wanting to say.
I just want to advise everybody, stay cool and get prepared for football's coming, school's starting, not only for us, but the local schools, grade schools, high schools, we're all going to get busier. Roads are going to get busier, so pay attention and don't text and drive and watch out for those school buses.
And, you know,
I bet,
and now that you mentioned that, you probably do have to explain that to your students, that they're not supposed to text and drive
right.
or even be on their phones and drive.
Right, so we do some explanation on that, too, throughout the year. So.
Well, thanks to both of you. Been a true pleasure. And Lieutenant Bradley Millington with us today, Kansas State University Police Department, and new emergency manager Michael Baer. You've been listening to In Focus.
News Radio KMAN, coming up tomorrow on In Focus. City Manager Ron Fear, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy to talk about tomorrow night's Manhattan City Commission meeting and other things. Stand by Clark Howard up after the news from CBS. The Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, a best of the game this afternoon. Royals on the radio tonight beginning at 6:30, opening up a series at home against Detroit.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC.
KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. It's tough work in Arizona's Tonto National.